Clip 11. How about doing it differently? What strategies to use with the new generations? Anyone who works with the younger generations knows from his or her own experience how often their opinion can be challenged, as well as how often they face the question concerning if something could be done differently. Today, everyone talks and writes about innovations that are changing the world. So the suggestion of introducing creative solutions to problems is very tempting. However, Anna has another dilemma. The company where she works is not very innovative. Some processes can be improved, but many will stay unchanged. Anna talked about it with Mark, who wants to be a carpenter. It turned out that he has never thought about why the process of drying wood is done in a particular way. He was taught about it at school, but did not take into account different professions' perspectives, for example, of a carpenter, user, or designer. Each of these people work with wood through designing, production, etc. At school, Mark did not ask questions and accepted information given to him. However, during his apprenticeship at a carpenter's, he started questioning if it was worth considering how to dry wood differently. It was only through cooperation and communication whilst working with the master carpenter, who patiently explained the whole process of drying wood, that Mark finally understood the logical order of this process. Mark pointed out that experiments were the best part of the internship. His boss suggested that students would learn best by experimenting with wood at different stages of processing. Only by doing it in practice could Mark check and understand the theory that he had once learned. Everything became clearer, and he agreed that, after all, it is worth completing tasks by following the instruction manual. Mark was also able to show the master a different way of stacking wood to save space in the drying room. The master was pleased that somebody looked at his workplace with a fresh pair of eyes. Mark recognized that the master had considerable knowledge and that he could learn a lot from him, and with time, who knows, they may try to introduce some changes together. What could Anna learn from meeting Mark? What should we remember when cooperating and working with younger people? First of all, a young employee has a natural inclination to do things in their own way, claiming that they know best. If you do not want to clip their wings, let them learn through practice so that they can make mistakes and come to conclusions whilst experimenting. Ask them for their opinion or if they can improve something. It is very common that only a fresh look on the issue can open new possibilities which we ourselves cannot see. Finally, remember that shared experience has intrinsic value for young people, and consequently, you'll get to know your future co-workers better, you'll establish relationships with them, and you will build your own authority.